Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, the Dream Teacher, and tonight I will be giving three readings. So I'm just waiting for people to collect up here and see who shows up. I did a nice meditation before the show to see, just to bring about the right energies. So I understand that that will take patience, but I'm ready to wait it out as long as there's somebody that is really needing proper guidance. So with that being said, I want to talk about a couple of things. First, I'm excited. I have my new premium account, so I can host even longer shows. So that is very exciting for me. Before, with Blog Talk Radio as a free member, you were able to host hour-long shows. And that was awesome. Actually, I believe you could go for 2 hours. And I've been here since 2009. So I'm surprised that they cut that down. They did it for new members a while back, but now they did it for everybody. So I am liking the premium. They've got some cool new features that I'm excited to be using. Although I really have to get my computer back in action. I do not have sound on my computer, which is terrible. But thank God I have a smartphone, so I'm not completely cut off. So that's a pretty new and exciting thing. I'm going to be doing shows a lot more frequently. Ever since I've been back on Blog Talk Radio after my little break, seems that since that time, there have been many, many people signing up on Blog Talk Radio, running into a lot of new users. And the psychic shows are phenomenal. They're getting just lots and lots of listeners and lots of downloads. And it's a nice trend to notice, you know, that people are opening more. Again, I do have to mention this shift, this Neptune and Pisces shift. It is really helping people to, in a sense, break out of their shell and into spirit. So if you can kind of envision that almost. But I feel like it's breaking out of the closed-off shell. Literally just completely closed. I can see that. It looks almost like a clam. And the pearl in the middle is you're like stretching out. That's kind of what I see with that. But I think there's a lot more people that are getting in contact with spirit. There's still even more and more psychics and shamans and mediums and tarot readers and Reiki healers. Lots and lots of them too coming up. A lot of people that want to be them or that are supposed to be them. I ran into one, I believe it was the last show, where there was two people that were really connected to working in the metaphysical area, and I feel like that's going to be happening more and more from here on out. I think that it's going to steadily increase for next 15 years, maybe. A long time. So it's just awesome transformations, and I've noticed a big difference. For me, it's just too much to call a coincidence. I'm not a big believer in coincidences anyway, because it's a beautiful realization when you come to know that things really do happen for a reason. You know, I like to call them ironic coincidences. Irony is just so perfect. Got that perfect balance. That's why a lot of movies, TV shows, all that play on irony. Because it's entertaining. It's real. It's raw. Like, you know, I think of the lesbian symbol, the happy and sad face. It just reminds me of drama, but that's probably real life. Not a drama, that's probably real life, actually. I'm actually going to try and upload a song while I'm out here. I haven't played a lot of music on the show. Actually, I haven't played any since I've been redoing the show. And I kind of like it better, but I'm in the process of trying to make my own little music and fix some stuff. But again, I don't have sound, so I have to find another source to create. That sounds fun. So I want to make sure I have that. Let's see. Not any person showing up yet. This is interesting. The other night, I was completely overloaded. My switchboard was all the way full, completely. And now I have my premium account, and nobody's here. That is quite ironic. But that makes total sense. It is Sunday as well. I don't usually do shows on Sundays, but Sunday is a very spiritual day. And I wanted to do one earlier because so I could host a show tomorrow. I think I'm going to start hosting shows nearly every day, or I might just feel it out and make sure that that's the day I want to do a show. Feel out the energy. I had a feeling I'm going to do this one probably for more personal reason, because it helps to enhance my energy as well. Just putting my voice information out in the world, you know, just so it's not stuck inside my head. It never leaves. That's a beautiful thing about us humans. We can share information and knowledge and grow as people. We grow exponentially, more intelligent, more involved as much as we can, and learn how to do things better and better. Like, I can just see it as like a picture right now, just that curve, the curve, and where we came from, and the Industrial Revolution, the printing press, and stuff like that. It really changed life, and the computer, cell phones, just a huge jump in a small amount of time comparatively to how long that this world and Earth has been here. I get quite something to look at. I like to kind of recount instances like that. So I thought about going to school for anthropology, but you know, the beautiful state that I live in right now does not agree on my financial situation. So, I think I'm doing this all, and I want to keep advancing my hypnosis practice. And then I'll be training to become an advanced hypnotherapist. I have a degree in advanced training in hypnotherapy, I think that's what it's called. Because right now I have my foundations, which is a hypnotist. But of course, I want to work up to something better. So, let's see here. All right. The energy we have here. So, yes. Hypnosis. Another avenue. I'd really like to know about crystals. Maybe I'll just take this time right now to just talk to my spirit. My spirit truly lies within connecting with other people. But not voicing my opinion. Or my words, or any sort of prayer, or confession, or wish, or anything given to spirit. possibly even write down, or just give myself reading. That could be very good. The last reading I got really opened up my connection with spirit and on the other side and going past the veil. This is what I'm really, really working towards, is becoming a medium. I feel like, I just felt a beautiful flash and opening of my heart. I feel that it is entirely possible for me to be a medium. So people can read that from me, and I don't know how. I've never really lost anybody, like, really. I've never lost anybody from death. I've lost things that made me feel like I was dying without having them. No one close to me has really died. Pets have died. I wasn't around, and I knew not to get attached at the point of death. And I've never really seen anybody die, or I've never I have such an intense relationship with death. There definitely was points in my life where I just did feel like there was no point for me being here, and I felt so hurt, wounded, and vulnerable, and felt just so not home. It was the worst feeling. You're not home. And I moved around my entire life, so it wasn't like I got, this place I called home. There are many places. And I wonder if that makes me feel older or wiser. I don't think so. It just means I've met a bunch of different people. I feel like that's part of who I am, because, I would consider myself a rounded person. And I have definitely met many people that also had my fair share of aloneness too while traveling. I definitely have both sides to that coin. And and I was like, okay, hi. I'm sorry, I didn't even see people in the chat room. If you guys want to ask questions in the chat, that's quite all right. Feel free to do so. And thanks for joining me. I'm just sending out some good vibes, and I wanted to see who would come along. Very interesting as to who showed up. Love the instant ramifications of the spirit. It's beautiful. Oh, my candle almost dripped onto my crystal. Okay, well, let me make sure that everyone can hear me. Okay. You can ask questions in chat. Desire. Like I had to write that. Okay. So anyways, still I see any questions. I'm just gonna continue on. Being open and vulnerable, giving me the scariest feeling. But at the same time, it's also shown me the most brightest light that I I could even find. When you can see a light in the dark, that's obviously the brightest one. Because it is the only one. It reminds me of oneness and being connected to the one true thing where we're all connected. It's a beautiful thing to imagine. Think. Again, more and more people are coming into their own awareness, into their own spiritual space, and become important for each individual. And a place that, in a sense, they can call their own. It's not as if you own it, but it is something that is relied upon. Being grateful and being able to call on any question. Of course, I myself still get readings from people, even though I give readings. I think readings help me grow and to remember the connection. When somebody can read you, and just they can feel what you're going through, or they can, you know, see images or people or symbolism and strikes within you that they're not just picking up on something random. Rather, if you're coming from the heart and truly need advice, guidance, or anything, whatever it is, when you're coming from the heart, it is one, it's more meaningful, and two, it is a truly divine connection where you can really connect with that person. I wouldn't say like a student to teacher, but it's just a advice to an advicee. How to describe the feelings that I get when I get reading from others is completely open, receptive, taking lots of information at once, and blessed that somebody can feel what in the heck is going on with my own life. It's a amazing feeling. So, alright. I'm glad to see that I sent some good vibrations out. We got some people coming in the chat and on the switchboard. Okay. I'm going to have to speak up here a little bit. I understand that. I'm in a very calm and relaxed position. So, I'm going to take this caller. Area code 972. Can you tell me your name, please?
Hi, my name is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I have a question. I'm kind of confused about my future. I already scheduled my nursing board license examination on the May 9th. I'm not so sure where I'm going to pass or am I going to fail again. I'm kind of so afraid.
Okay, now what is it? You have a test that you're taking
no,
for what?
No, nursing license.
You have a very, very thick accent. I do like it. You said you're from Canada?
No, I live in Texas.
Okay. You have an interesting accent.
Thank you.
Now, what are you wondering about passing from?
Because I failed 7 times already.
What did you fail?
I'm afraid. I don't know. I just was so afraid. So, I don't know. Some even told me you are not meant to be a nurse again.
Some have told you you're not meant to be on earth.
Some even say I'm not meant to be a nurse again.
Oh, a nurse.
I was a nurse in other country, so that I have credential, and I register and try to pass another one and reschedule on May 9th, next month, which is next month. But I'm not so sure. Should I take it or should I postpone? I'm not so sure because I really don't want to keep trying and keep trying.
Absolutely. I think you should keep trying. I do. I feel like it's going to be difficult for you to pass May 9th. I think that there's still some traveling with you that you have to. You're going to come back up, probably going. I just still see movement. I feel like you might even move before you find your right nursing job. In Texas, I don't know how strict it is there to get to become a practical nurse, but. Easier in other places. Like, I know in other places that you can do working for a place, like a nursing home or a hospital. Maybe a hospital is not. And then they promote you up with it. So, I think maybe. Have you been thinking about moving in the recent past?
No, actually, the one I registered trying to take another one is for California, but I live in Texas. So you suggest me to reschedule another later time?
I think you should definitely see what's the offer in California. I would say give it an honest go. I think there'll be a strong woman that you'll come into contact with if you were to go down there. And
yeah, but the point, I need to get my license first, and then we can go from there, right?
Okay, so are you in school now?
No, actually, I graduated so many years. I used my foreign degree to get my credential, and that's why I failed 7 times. So I'm thinking to take May 9th, but which you say I need to reschedule, right?
Well, if you don't know, I don't want to tell you for sure or not. That's a big decision. But I know that if you can get a job somewhere and without having to have your credentials, and then you can get them, a lot of places you can get them while you're working at the hospital or nursing, wherever it is.
No, that's kind of like a nursing. Hey, that's a different situation. That's neither require a nursing certification. But I want to become a registered nurse, which I'm going to intend to become a registered nurse in the future. So I wasn't clear what you tried to explain to me earlier. So you want me to reschedule later time, or you want me go ahead to take the day I'll reschedule on May 9th.
I say you just go right ahead and dive into it. You don't really have anything to lose, so why wouldn't you? You understand?
Yeah, the problem is the financial issue. Each time I have paid like $350 to taking the exam, and also my husband is not really making money right now, and the financial is really tight. So, and also, you know, every time when I take it, I have to wait for 1 month to get a result back. So that's just, you know, it's really hurting me if I keep failing and keep failing. And I don't want to fail again. So that's originally, you know, like 7 times I told last year, October, I failed. And I told myself, I said, I'm not going to try again because that's too much. I said, that's too much for me. But a lot of light workers, they say, okay, you are the nurse, you are the healer. You need to continue trying, and you are meant to be the helping others. So I told myself, okay, I really want to help others. You know, I want to get my lesson done, and I want to become a nurse, and also try to help others.
I can feel your absolute passion with that and helping others. I'm glad that you can do that. That's more power to you. I could never volunteer as being any kind of nurse. Oh, that just drives me nuts. I can't take places like that. But I can help people and others. I think that if it calls to you and it is absolutely imperative that you start working for survival reasons as well as personal empowerment, I think you really need to connect to your career and what it is all about and really feel your own love pouring into it. And just have positive focus. Now, when you're dealing with this money and handing it over when you take your test, hand it over with a different mindset to it. It feels like before you're like, oh, son of a bitch, I got to take this test again, and I'm going to fail again, and blah, blah, blah. Well, hand it in like with more authority this time. And as you hand it over, literally feel yourself passing the test. And it's going to be a lot better if you can pay it in advance. So that way, after you push forth that energy, you're going to start to notice how you're going to do things. Things will catch you a little bit differently. So you either remember things on the test or you just are open to it and are ready to completely pass. Is it really hard? Do you not understand it? Is it like, why is it so hard? I've never taken it before, so I don't even know what it is.
Mhm. It's just sometimes they try to trick you, so it's not like that kind of easy. And also, they have a multiple answer, so that means you have to make sure the question going to be all right. And then sometimes they pull us on that. So that's why I don't know. So there's another issue involved. So you suggest me put a more positive energy and try to study harder, and I can go ahead to take my nursing lessons examination on the May 9th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
May is a good time for them. Absolutely. Lots of new things springing about, pun intended, and lots of really good, strong energy, and lots of things just coming from the ground and being stable. And I think that's going to be perfect. As long as you keep in mind that you're really doing this to help others, and you're not doing it because of financial scarcity or anything, it'll come out in your absolutely.
Okay, so maybe I just want to get some kind of really sure answer. Should I reschedule? Should I take the day as is?
No, do not reschedule.
Just take it as is.
Short.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. And also, sorry, I have another question for my husband. Well, my husband, he's waiting for the offer from the bank, the bank who was owned like a Chinese or something. Well, he get an offer from the bank. He's waiting for the job offer.
Okay. And the bank, they're waiting for...
Like a loan assistant or something, because he's working part-time right now. And we have a lot of debt right now. For the credit card, everything. So I really want him, hope he can get a stable job. So will he get a job over pretty soon, or will he find a job?
All right, well, first I'm just going to tune into him and see what he feels like. And to me, he's a very strong man, very in his own power, good, strong masculinity. He's a good, I wouldn't say arguer, but like a debater. He's good at getting his point across. And he has a stable structure of home. Now, I think naturally he's just a really lucky person that somebody is watching out for him.
Okay. You say he's a lucky person, which I don't think so. He has a job list for like over 6 months already. So he only working the part time right now, and with no benefit anything. So that's why I really want him to get a stable job. In that way, we can able to pay the monthly bill for the childcare everything. So.
Well, I'm definitely seeing some luck on his part, and I see some kind of stable income.
Yes.
I see. There's a strong.
His name Marty. Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, I see a strong bond, a good friend, possibly hooking him up with his job. Just a very strong connection with this other male. I think as long as he makes that, oh yeah, then I definitely see money. So when he makes this, I think he'll just have a really good boss. He's going to get really lucky with that. And you'll know when he comes home and tells you, I just had the most amazing interview or the most awesome connection with this person. And right when he says that, you're going to know. You're like, all right, yes. And that's where the money is going to start flowing in.
So your voice kind of breaking. So let me try to make it clear. You say my husband will get a job offer, but probably it's something else instead of the bank, right?
Something else than a job offer? I don't think so.
Okay, that'd be the bank.
Let me see what I feel from the bank.
So the one that interviewed him is from the guy from India. But actually, if he get a job offer, that'd be the direct boss is the Chinese lady. So.
I still feel some kind of friendly connection. Just whatever job that he's going to get. Something that has to do with a very good friend. Probably a lifelong friend. I don't know how many people you know, but or he knows. I just keep feeling this friend. It's a man, a very strong bond with him. I feel like they might have traveled together. That's how it's going to come about. That makes me think about something, but I can't divulge that information.
So, do you know what kind of job going to be and when you're going to be get a stable job, something?
No, I do see a stable job. When I'm...
Okay.
I am not too good with times, and it's just not letting itself be known to me right now.
I'm kind of not clear what you try to explain to me. So he going to get a job offer, right?
Yes. He is going to get a job offer. And it's going to be by a friend, some close friend, that's going to be able to get him this job.
Okay,
but
good.
I'm not sure. I don't feel the bank, but I do feel money. I feel money after he makes this connection, which shows me that he meets the connection, gets the job, if he's lucky, and that's where the money will flow in. So that's how I can see it. But as to when, I'm not entirely sure. I feel like I'd have to
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep seeing destiny with you.
And I just
want you to take your own into your own hands. Remember to be positive and thinking a lot of positive thoughts when you go for your next test, okay? That's going to be very important.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, stay positive. You know, all good things will come from. Yeah, that's true.
I do. Well, thank you very much for calling me. I hope I help.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That was an interesting call. I'd be back there. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next caller. Get a sip of water. All right. We're going to move on to the Skype caller, Salsa. All right. Can you tell me your name, please?
Louise.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Oh, that's a loaded question. I don't think you have enough time for that.
Go ahead and try me. I have plenty of time. Now that I got my Medium account, I can have long, long, long shows. I love it.
Okay. Do I ask you a question? I'm not really sure with your format here.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and ask me whenever you feel comfortable. You can chat with me or you can just go and get to your business.
Go and what?
Or you can just go and get to business right away.
I'm not really sure. I have lots of concerns on my mind, and
well, relationships is one. I know that.
Okay. Yes. And health is another. Basically my future and all kind of stuff. Yada yada yada. Life.
Well, for me, what it feels like with you right now is that your lucky, your insightful connection has been cut off for some reason. I think this new full moon is really speaking with you, helping you to really see. There's a full moon, if you can see it outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Libra, which is going to have us come to the forefront of our minds. This energy is pushing it right up. And it's all about relationships and structures and definitely having balance within yourself. So I think, well, that's first of all, it's two of the things that you called for. But it is, if you're not in a good place with it, you won't be able to handle the energy in the highest respect. So what it's doing is, I think for you right now, it's bringing about lots of peers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where
yes.
you're going. So let's see what kind of knowledge. So we're going to start with one relationship first.
Okay.
Now, is this a fairly new relationship?
No.
That's good.
I'm not sure if you're picking up the relationship with my husband or my daughter's relationship, which was fairly new with a young man, which went really crazy and sour and very chaotic.
Okay.
Which wound up pulling in the whole family, so.
Okay. Well, I see love and money for some reason. I see a lot of just love and money.
Getting it or giving it?
Oh, I think just both. There's a nice balance in between both. When you give a lot, or when you get a lot, you tend to give a lot more. At least
yes.
most people do. They always say, more money, more problem.
Yes,
but
yes.
I don't know if I believe that. We'll see. I don't do a lot of money interactions. So. But I feel like there's somebody, it could be this, possibly this boyfriend, that's just kind of really sneaky and kind of hidden in a way. I'm not sure how I feel about him. Hang on.
What you may be picking up is that this young man was treated very, very well by us, and he did some very unethical and, to me, immoral things with, trying to attract my daughter. And it wound up hurting all of us. I think especially me, because I really made an effort to accommodate him, and he betrayed us, and he lied about us, and it's caused major issues, even wind up involving police and you know, impacting all of our lives very severely, where we weren't able to just even focus on what we needed to focus at hand. And so, yes, it's been very traumatic for all of us.
Yeah, I see a lot of arguments. I see there's still stuff that you are, that is up in the air and unknown. And it makes me feel, there's some kind of, I do see, like, some kind of messages. Like, maybe this is caused by text messages or maybe, I don't know, some kind of letters or suing or some kind of weird stuff. But I do see a lot of argument.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
and
too much.
Like,
too much.
Continually eating away at you guys and trying to get everything that you possibly can.
Yes. And now I just want it to be over and to move on.
It feels like you're going to have to be the strong one here. You're going to have to be the one to pull everyone up by their bootstraps and take care of the situation. And then I see travel after that, maybe going somewhere, just releasing yourself from all this crap and negative energy and just refilling your body with new environments and taking in just new collective places of people. Do you travel a lot now? I would say no.
No.
No. That could be, it could be good for you. You know, if I would advise anywhere, it would be getting in touch with water. Getting in touch with the water energy. But right,
water does a lot for me. Absolutely.
Okay. It's a good time now to get back into touch with that.
If I could get to some water, that would be great.
Yeah, really would. I feel that. Then, yeah, I do see that traveling. But you're going to have to be the one that's going to be strong here, be able to take care of this. This kid is very immature. He's childish.
Yes.
He
I'm going to school as well as my daughter, and we're going to the same school. And this gentleman went to some high administrators in this school and caused all kind of chaos, and I'll have to be going before them this week in regards to the whole thing. And it's just a big mess because he was so immature. And so that's, you know, very, very disturbing because the one thing I have is my word and my honor. And to have somebody try to disrupt that and defame that is very, very damaging to myself, to my family. I believe, you know, we are born with our word and we die with our word. And if it's good for nothing, then you have nothing. And so it was very, very tough. But, you know, like I tell my daughter, it's a learning lesson to not to, you know, if someone tells you who they are, believe them and run. You know, you try to help people, and if they don't take it and they turn it around because they don't get what they want, then, you know, first time, shame on them. Second time will be shame on me, and it won't be a second time. You know, once I say you're done, you're done.
Do you feel that yourself?
Yes.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
I feel so much movement with you. I feel progressive movement.
Yeah,
step forward.
I feel that. You know, once I try and help you and you try and destroy me because you don't agree, instead of telling me, and then I still try to help you because I feel sad for you and sorry for you, and you do this to my family, then, you know, let karma catch up with you.
Absolutely. It always does.
Yes, I am a firm believer. What you do on this earth, you will pay for it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it's coming back. And I don't want to be standing next to you in that rainstorm, you know. Just don't want to do that. But, you know, and what has me afraid at this point? It's not so much, I mean, I think I'll go through some complicated things with the administrators, because he knows how to make people feel sympathetic for his cerebral palsy. And he had admitted to my daughter and to me that he lied to everybody intentionally, which just infuriated me even more. But it has impacted my family so that my husband, who is very ill, he's in the fourth stage of his disease, has become more ill recently. And my biggest fear is that possibly his disease is going haywire, and then this may be it for him. Or it come to a point where it's going to be irreversible. And that I am very afraid of.
Yeah, I feel that within you.
And like I am.
I see like venom within him. And something has to be stopped. I feel like this is way too heavy, and you just need to embrace this person.
I don't mean this person any harm. I would rather, you know, if he fell off the face of the earth, I would be okay. But if he didn't, I would be okay as long as he stood away from my family. But he has impacted that. When I see my husband's physical health.
Yeah.
And that disturbs me beyond belief.
Well,
and
so
I'm very concerned of my husband's health at this moment.
Absolutely. I would be too. And I would do your best possible that you can to protect him. And to, you know, make him feel loved and happy and get him to laugh and just feel good. And when you feel good, you look good. And you look good. You are healthy and you're moving around.
Do you pick up anything with his health?
With him?
Yes, my husband.
Yes. But I feel just lots of depth within him. He is scared himself right now. And he feels that whatever's coming is destined to be. But I told you, you're going to have to be the strong one here. You got to be like this amazing dream come true.
I don't have that strength anymore. Don't do that to me. I've done this before. This is, you know, the second time I've had ailing husbands. My first husband died when my daughter was 2.5. And we know that my second husband has been sick for a very long time. We've been very fortunate. He's been in this fourth stage for a few years. But I think that the stress of this week or a couple of weeks has taken a bigger toll on him than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I'm not as used to death, so I act a little bit more sensitive about it because I've never really lost anybody close to me. Like, I'm a virgin person, I guess. But that's why I try to be more sensitive to it, I guess. But, I felt death definitely connected with you from getting middle. And I want to give it all up just because it's a really sensitive issue. And it changes lives in a huge way. Now, let me ask, I know you said you're connected to water. Are you a Scorpio by chance?
Yes, I am. Very much. I'm a November Scorpio.
Okay. I do absolutely love the Scorpio energy. That's where my career line is. So, I feel you.
Well, I know that I either love something or I hate it. The passion is always there either way.
And some people just like to follow, like, what things you like. And you know how to see things, though, for what they really are. You can get into
And I think that's what disturbed this gentleman, because I knew when he was doing things that he was doing them. And I have no problem in going to somebody and said, are you doing these? Tell me to my face, you know. And he was able to get around some of those points. But I believe that, you know, he is very mature. You know, he will be 21 in a few weeks, but, you know, acts more like 12.
Yeah, well, 21 is we have a completely new body at 21. Our bodies completely regenerate after every 7 years. And we're just in a new place, and obviously you're of legal age to go out and get obliterated. And a lot of people take advantage of that. I myself have done so. And let me tell you how
I've never done that. So I really have a hard time understanding. I've never done that.
So let me tell you, 22 comes up after that.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm also feel my first husband has been around a lot for some time now. And
I get that look over. Feeling with you. Uh-huh.
And I don't know what his message is, but I know there's some.
You guys were a lot alike. He is so subtle, and he is an interesting feel to him. Well, he comes in your thoughts a lot. I know that.
I'm sorry, I missed that part.
He comes into your thoughts a lot.
Yes.
Like he definitely has this message. Like he's like a knight in shining armor kind of message, where he's gonna tell you exactly, you know, what's up. And you know, definitely he reminds you of your own beauty, I feel like.
Well, my daughter is very much his child. She's not my child. She's very much his child. He was totally opposite of what I am. And she, for the most part, is also just very much like him. Except when, you know, tampered with her family, then she gets my temperament. But which may not always be a great thing. But he was a Libra, and he was very, very, you know, more laid back, more balanced, more calm, more... quiet until
I see this dual nature, and I see it in your daughter as well.
Yes.
She's not a Gemini, is she?
She's a Taurus.
Taurus, okay, close.
May 6th, although she was 9.5 weeks early.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm a Taurus as well, so I know about that. But I'm not a typical Taurus. I've got a lot of weird different stuff happening in my chart. Is so crazy.
And he was very much a Libra. Very much so. Balance was key, but very chivalrous. You know, we had lots of agreements as to how my daughter would be raised and how, you know, in different stages of her life and, you know, these dating stages, what they would be like and what we expected and, you know, so on and so forth. So I try and keep as many of them in place as we agreed on before his death. And so he is very much still a part of who she is and, you know, our relationship. But for a while, even before this gentleman, if you want to call him that, came into the picture, I know that my first husband has been trying to get my attention for some time. And I don't know. I mean, I see him and I know he has something, but I don't know what. And I've had out-of-body experiences before, but I can't have one now to save my life. So, I, you know, if you have any input of what his message is?
I have input, absolutely. I'm not seeing his message. Like I told you, he's being really sneaky. So nothing is coming through with me. But what I am getting is that, okay, you've had these out-of-body experiences before. Now, what you can do is you need to almost train yourself, in a sense. Let your body become your temple. Get into that just zone and focus and concentrate. And give respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect to spirit, respect to yourself, respect to any messages coming through. And let yourself just receive. Because he's there, and the message is just stuck with him. It's, like, right there. And
mm-hmm.
it's, like, as soon as you turn to the right channel, you are going to get it. But you right now, you're just flipping all over the place, and you can't stop at one. And it's because of, you know, this other outside situation that's happening.
Right.
But
right.
I think that once it comes down, you get into your more assertive power, that you'll be able to take that on. And I don't believe it's messages about the situation. I think
okay.
it's deeper than that. And I think it's which is something that's
think,
really different.
Do you think it has to do with how he died? And the loss?
I feel like the cause is known. Was it unknown, or did something spontaneous happen?
Well, I don't know. He was kidnapped from us about almost a year before he died by his family. And there was money involved because they wound up stealing my daughter's trust fund, and I did not go after them for it. He had great dementia and they signed over power of attorney to themselves, and they had him sign it, and he had no clue. And we never had a chance to say goodbye. But he would come to me in my dreams, and I always knew when he was getting closer to death. That last year, when I kept in contact with some of his doctors. But I don't know if I have a, because I know they abused him severely because he never denounced his love for me, and that I had my daughter, and I did not fall into, well, if you give me money, then you can have my daughter for a period of time. No. And so.
Okay, we need one moment. I just want to address everybody because I'm going to go off
yeah.
air, but we'll still stay in the archives, so don't worry. But I just want to thank people in the chat. I will be in the chat room after I take the callers. So if you want to do questions in there or just to chat and say hello, that's fine as well. If I didn't get a chance to get your reading, sometimes the blog talk woman cuts me off. You can go to my team site. You can click on any of my sites. They're like right on my profile page. And shoot me a message, or you can just send me an email at thedreamteacher@gmail.com, and I can guide you and direct you to the right place for whoever the email is. So I just want to thank everybody for coming. This is an interesting confirmation of how you put energy out there. So thank you for showing me that, and I welcome any chance or opportunity I can get to help you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. And so we never had a chance to say, you know, anything in the end. I knew when one night when I had a dream that we were watching on a screen our life, because I knew him for 21 years before he died, our life together. You know, for that whole time period. And in the middle of this movie showing, I'm like, stop the movie, because I thought, you're trying to leave and die. I'm not going to allow you to do this. And so I would wake up, and every time I would fall back to sleep, it would continue. And I never wanted to get to the end. So the next day when I finally did wind up waking up at the end, in this movie at the end, he gave me this phone number to call to verify his departure. And I had to wind up calling England to have them call the States to verify, yes, indeed he died. And I was off by like 5 minutes of his death.
Wow.
And they had hidden him. And the family did not formally even let us know till weeks later that he had actually passed. But I knew within minutes and while it was happening that he was leaving. But I don't know if they helped him over because I know they abused him. I know they slapped him around. I know they did it in front of a judge, in front of me. And I know it was not an easy time over. So I don't know how he died. And, you know, it made me very angry for many years because I could never had a chance to talk all of that out and as to what happened and how he gave them the power of attorney and, you know, and all of that. And so, you know, sometimes I'm okay with it and sometimes I think about it thinking, what the hell happened? And, you know, as my daughter, you know, I raised her pretty much on my own, and then I remarried, and her, you know, my current husband has been very good to her, and has taken care of us, you know, but, you know, she still misses her biological father, but I know he's around. I know I can feel him sometimes, and I just like, you know, just show yourself already, you know, say whatever, you know, finish the conversation we need to have, and it doesn't happen, so...
I think it's because he might have a message for your daughter.
Well,
and
he used to come to her, and she's been wanting to talk to him. And she
yeah,
says that when she doesn't listen to me, he moves her things around. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, she knows she was wrong when he starts moving her things around. But... You know, she,
it feels like he's gone for a little bit now.
I'm sorry?
Feels like he doesn't come around her as much anymore.
Right. Right. But I
now,
know he's been around lately, and I just don't know what, you know, whether it's for me or for her to just come out of it.
That's really cool. He needs a right masculinity. At this time now, just thinking about that, maybe you should accept your daughter. You know, don't forget, maybe go visit a cemetery or a grave or have some kind of just remembrance, talking or sharing stories about, you know, you and the dad and how she feels about it. And, you know, those kind of moments are really good.
Yeah.
It really connects well.
We do that often, you know. I tell her, you know. If he were even alive at this stage, how different her expectations would be. She may not like them as much, and to who he is, you know. If she thinks I'm hard, it'd be really hard because he had certain expectations of suitors and of his children and of, you know, his little girl, and, you know, she may not find it as fun. you know, but I'm, like I said, I'm really concerned, for my current husband, for his health.
Yeah.
Mine a little bit, but more so his. And I just feel death out there, and whether it's his or whether it's somebody else of my family, I don't know. Or maybe it's even mine. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, I do get that around you. I do see death. And that's just part of your life. That's absolutely sore. But you're strong. You're strong to make it.
But I don't know who's deaf. Do you have any idea who's deaf? You see? Is it, you know, older relatives that are going to leave? Is it, you know, myself? Is it my daughter? Is it my husband? You know, any tips?
I feel like the most recent one will be somebody from a past home, a home that we moved away from.
Mm.
just like an old hometown.
A woman or a man?
That's what I'm trying to wonder right now. It feels more masculine.
My guess would be a man.
Yeah, it feels like a... It just feels more masculine, but it also feels like a... Something strong, like maybe a strong bond between you and this person, but...
There used to be.
Yeah.
There hasn't been in a while. This person has entered into Alzheimer's and dementia. I went for last summer for 5 months to help take care of him. It became a huge family fight. I gave all that I could, monetary and then some, because I was going to become a nurse. And when I left, everything changed. The people who took care of him did not know how, did not want to know how. And he wound up losing limbs due to the horrible care that they did for him. And I knew when I left that was probably going to be the last time I was going to see him in this lifetime. And I let them know that I will not go to a funeral in that hometown, because to me, funerals are for the people that are alive. And I would be very, very angry because it didn't have to be this way. But I think that he will pass before my mom, and then my mom will follow soon after. I give her at the most 9 months. I believe it'll be the same year. They will die less than 1 year apart.
Wow. I feel like you have this all. You just see it. You are very, very connected with that. That's for sure.
Unfortunately, you know, from very young, when my first death was my grandmother, when I was almost 14, and I started learning CPR when I was like 8, because ambulances wouldn't come to her area because it was minority, and so I would do CPR for hour and a half until an ambulance family did show up. Had I not, she would have died years before she did. And when she died, I knew it. And I tried to warn everybody, and I got grounded for that. And I was punished severely and made to walk miles in the winter in Chicago for having such an opinion. And she died within 5 minutes of then, maybe like 7 minutes from what I had said. And I was never allowed to go and even see her body and say goodbye until she was close to be putting on the ground. So I've had lots of death, and I don't like to know ahead of time, but I always seem to know. And
it's awesome, isn't it? Just like, okay, I feel something's going to happen, and it doesn't take you as such a surprise.
Right. And I know that these are going to happen. I know I don't expect my dad to be around for I think if he makes it through the summer, it'll be a lot. Am I correct?
I don't feel anything close with him. I feel like he's just going to hang on for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he will be the first, and then my mom. But I'm more concerned, and this sounds very bad to say, I'm more concerned about my current husband than my parents at the moment.
It's scary, absolutely. I mean, that's your wife right there. And that's your partner.
Yeah.
And a little bit more intense. And you have to worry about yourself and taking care of yourself and your family. And it's definitely a bigger concern, so nobody holds you at guilt or anything like that. But I think something that you need to remember, also with death, is the very opposite. creation. You know, out of all that comes rebirth. Something else is creative. I think that that's something that through all of these trials with that going through in this past year heavily is coming up with something new that you can give forth. You know, let creation come into your life.
I was going to do nursing, and I had to decide to leave the nursing field. I was 3 classes away from getting my RN when I switched to a different major. And that was a very hard decision. It was a very big death to me. But this new path, I'm enjoying a lot more, other than this fork in the road with this gentleman. But if my husband were to get sick like that, that would be the end of the road for me. Because it would be my job to take care of my husband. And at my age, I would not be able to go back and finish. But I'm not so concerned about that. I'm just concerned. When do you see my concern valid? Can you validate my concern, or is it just myself going off into a tangent?
I think it could be a mix of both, absolutely. But it's definitely something that you need to put attention and awareness into, yes. I mean, these are heavy issues. And yes, you need to be concerned. But also, you know, you got to be ready for change at the exact same time. I know you're good with, you know, it feels like every once in a while with you, you kind of shed a new skin and you're in this new light, this new person, and you have new information to go forth with.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that respect, I don't want a new skin. You know, I would not do this again. Never. But, you know, I need to know, what can I do for my husband's health? What can I do to make sure that I am doing everything possibly anyone on this earth can do to help prevent a tragedy?
It might be silly, but what's coming to me right now is being boxy. Okay. I think what that means is like being just sexy in your own skin, provocative, you know, wanting people to want you, bringing in this nice feminine power.
You have the wrong person. That's not me.
No, I know. I see the argument. I see the arguments within yourself.
My first husband must be laughing up a storm at that one. I'm anything but feminine and girly. That is so not me. That's, you're looking at my daughter. You know, I just, that is her. That's what she is, what her father would have loved for her to be. I am so totally opposite. You know, I asked God for a boy because I didn't want to deal with that, because I am not girly at all. I'd rather wear my sweats and then have to think about putting on a pair of heels and a dress. Oh, no. Makeup, forget it. Doing the hair, no, let's just cut it all off. It is so not me. If you don't like me for my brains or for my personality, screw you. You know, that is just so not girly, but that is who I am.
Feel more girly than you do.
You know, I will be the bald, fat old lady walking down the street. That will be me. Nothing girly and feminine about that, trust me. And I'm okay with that. You know, I've never been, gosh, I can't even think of who's feminine and girly because I don't do those things.
I don't know how you could die. It's fun.
Well, you know, I have fun watching my daughter do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so much your father's self, because he had some great positions, and he had to wine and dine his clients and this and that, and he's like, you know, we would have to go here, and I'd be like, oh, God. He's like, you need a new outfit? I said, I'm not going shopping. It's you. So he would go and buy everything, my shoes, my clothes, everything. And I was like, okay.
That would be really fun for you and your daughter to go do. Just have like a girls' night.
Oh, no, that would be so unfun for her, because that would be so horrible.
I know. It would be so funny. That is like a movie.
She would have a migraine. She would have a migraine before we even got to the store, you know, what I'm not going to do. You know, like, well, do they sell gym shoes that look like that? Because not me. You know, manicure, pedicure, you got to be kidding. Spend money for that? Oh, no. You know, and so I'm so baffled what to do at this point. You know, I want my husband to be okay. And if not, you know, I kind of like to know so that I can do what I can.
Well, I hope you experience what you should be doing. You were laughing. You were saying, no way, and, you know, going for new things. I already felt your skin coming off a little bit. Whether how much you don't like it, no matter, it's coming through. I think it could be a really good opportunity for a beautiful, quote-unquote, rebirth for you. And I just see a lot of creative spark coming out in you.
Totally, you're confusing the energy with my daughter. I keep telling you, there is a spark.
No way.
I tell her all the time, I had my time. When I was young and her age, I was crazier than I don't know what. I could turn a head or two back then, but I have no desire.
Well, not even that. Passion for something else. It's this drive that comes when you hold this aspect to life and how you live in it, and something that gives you that drive to get up every morning and, you know, be excited to do this, you know, to go paint or wash cars or put down cement, you know, whatever really gets you going and makes you really excited to live.
Well, I am more excited having changed the field of my major. It has given me almost like a rebirth, because I kept on hitting a brick wall with the nursing field. And I am very passionate about, I you know, it's great money, and not that I couldn't do it academically, but I think where nursing is at this point in time, is not where I want to be. I've seen so many gross errors take place during my clinicals and during taking care of my parents that I could not work alongside somebody who created those errors and then pretend they didn't happen and be forced to turn a blind eye. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And I did it for too long, being in the clinical setting of the program, where I thought, I just can't do this. I cannot work alongside. I've seen people get very ill. Some people die. And all the cover-ups that take place, I just could not live with myself to do that on a day-to-day basis for no amount of money, none at all. And I love helping people. I love trying to see them get happy or healthy or whatever it takes. And if not, helping them to make that transfer into the next world is a very, you know, very, very, very critical part that our society is yet to embrace, the hospice side of those who choose quality over quantity, which is a tough decision to do. And I've done it before, and so I can honestly tell you that, but I cannot stand by and watch people get maimed and killed because of people's carelessness and ignorance, and then lie to the people about it. I would not be able to ever sleep, ever. And so I'm going around about and going to finish a bachelor's in another area and then go for a master's degree in public health, primarily with infectious disease epidemiology, centering on gerontology and family studies, and going through it that way. But, you know, hoping to have similar outcomes. I don't have to be the one giving the shot or the IV or whatever. I truly believe most of your very grave illnesses are a lot of mind over matter. On top of diseases. But, you know, I feel that I can still make a difference, and it's going to be in a different way, but I feel that I can still make that difference. So that spark has, you know, re-sparked, but I can't do that spark if my husband is ill. I don't have it in me. I know what it takes to take care of somebody that's ill, and I would not leave that to somebody else. I'm, you know, the one that made the commitment, and I, you know, will, and it is till death do us part. But I need to know, is that what I'm looking at, or am I, you know, is my fear just kind of off in a distant world?
I think I'm definitely facing that reality. It is something that you're looking at in future. How near, it's not. I think that you're really going to have to play a part with this. This is why I keep telling you about your spark.
Because I see different things happening to his body.
Right.
That to me are just signs all over the place. And the medical field, I think he had his disease 6 years before he actually was diagnosed, from what I can tell and what I can feel, and from what I've seen. Not everything is clear cut, but I just know this, and I don't know how I know it, and I wish I didn't know that, but I see things with this episode of this gentleman. I guess that's why this gentleman's influence on my family this week, this past couple of weeks, has really me over the edge, because I've seen my husband, who's very quiet, I've seen his health go somewhere where it doesn't need to be. It didn't have to be. But because of the stress of that whole situation and, you know, police becoming involved and, you know, threats of jail and suing and this and that, it was just too much. And sometimes you can't step back and take that back.
Absolutely.
And so I know that if he were to go to a medical doctor, they'd say, oh, you know, yeah, you possibly this or possibly that, but no. You know, over when we had a quick, we had a winter storm this winter, and my husband, they told me he had a bronchial infection or whatever. I know it was not that. I know it was a sign of his disease trying to come out of a part remission. And no one could verify that, but I could see it and I could feel it. And this week I've seen changes on his body that I know. I know. No one can convince me that it's not this disease. And so I'm trying to, you know, figure out what it is and what I need to do and what am I facing and what am I looking at, you know, before I make plans for things that are just never going to materialize. Or before I decide, you know, I'm going off on a tangent that I shouldn't even be entertaining, you know, I'm not looking for my husband to get deathly ill and die, but I'm not going to dig my head in the sand and say, well, it's never going to happen, you know, that's stupid, because that is really stupid, you know, and so I need to emotionally prepare myself as well as physically. But I'm not, you know, I don't want to just throw in a towel because a doctor says, oh, I give you 2 months, you know,
yeah.
or anything like that. And that's just crazy. I know my parents are going to not be around for a long time. I know it may even be my mom that goes before my dad, but I really believe it'll be my dad first. And then I believe my mom will follow. And then, you know, once one of them goes, that will be the end of my immediate sibling family because they'll be too busy fighting each other as to what happened and blaming everyone. And I can't do that. And so, which is why I move away, because that's too much emotional drama for me. And I feel that I've given what I can, when I could, how I could. And if they were to die tomorrow, I know I did everything and then some within my power. You know, I don't want them to die, but I could not feel bad for them. And, you know, and I know that sounds kind of cold. And we have our differences, big differences. But, you know, my going down this past summer and giving 5 months away from my husband, away from my family, to do that was a huge, huge sacrifice for me. And that I don't think was really appreciated or really, I don't even know another word for it. It was more of a battle than of a joy. And, you know, when it comes to that, then you need to step back. And so I left. But I was there longer than I had planned to be. I was only planned to be there 6 weeks, and I was there 5 months. So, do you see my daughter coming out of this relationship with this guy in a better place? In do you see her finding somebody that will not try to beat up her self-esteem or try to separate her from her family or make a positive difference?
Let me tell you first what I need to tell you, something for you, then I'll get to your
yes.
daughter. With you, there's, again, we have established death in your life a lot. But definitely you are the one who knows best when people are going. You just have this instant knack, this connection with people, and it is truly a divine gift. So please view it as such. Now,
with that being said, because my husband is not here at the moment, is one closer than the other?
I cannot say.
Okay.
Probably. For whatever reason, it's just completely guarding me. But with you, what you're going to have to do is to, I think what you're going to just find is this new connection with that if your husband passes. And it's going to be a totally new way of thinking about it. And I will tell you, you would absolutely get involved in like that hospice or something along those lines again. And I think this creative energy that I'm feeling from you is you're going to create this interesting way. Probably it could be just an individual thing, or you could expand it into something bigger. But what it is this new energy with feeling around people that are going to be close to death, and that you'll be able to, whatever you come up with, whatever thing you create, you'll be able to help people to get better and to save their life. But you'll also be learning through even more death. I think that's going to be a very powerful thing for you. And I think you'll find some sort of...
Well, that's an area that I'm going to... That I in my head, I've already planned as far as my master's program in public health, is those that have to make those decisions, that hospice doesn't mean this is definitely it. that the quality of life is just maybe enough to put it back on track.
Right. You have a good judgment of that. I use the word judgment, but you can make those sorts of decisions because you have a good connection with that. You can understand it. And I think you would be perfect for that. Now, moving to your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Sarah.
Okay. Well, yeah, with her, I definitely pick up the very feminine feeling, the very feminine, positive, but a very, very strong woman.
I hope so. Sometimes I wonder.
She's got a good attitude, though. She really does. And
she's always positive. Always, always, always sees always the brightest side. And I wanted to say, but look at the reality of it. And she turns that reality like, well, I see a little speck of light. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I feel like she's very spiritually connected. If she's not like a spiritual, she's very stable. She's very stable at home. And she needs a good home. That's what she really needs. It provides her great smarts and just an instant knowing thing. But I do see some changes in her path. And this is also going to become about from death as well. And it's going to make her... I see messages with this. So I see possibly... No. I'm trying to interpret this for her. Messages and I see blooming. So that means to me is probably okay. Is she in high school?
She's 18 and a junior in college.
In college, okay. I did feel older school. I think there's going to be a really good positive friend for her as long as she's staying in school. It's going to be perfect.
She doesn't get to live. She doesn't stay in school. She doesn't get to breathe anymore.
Well, I see a good, really good male friend entering into her life.
You think about when? You think like around the summer time or?
I feel like it could be later. Probably back in, like, fall. Let me see if I can feel any... I want to try and feel temperatures. Telling me not known. Okay, I think it's going to be right in the middle of changing seasons. And it feels... Okay. Either it's going to be spring, like spring to summer, or it's going to be fall to winter. It's like a harvest...
She's trying to find a way to get more leadership skills, and she's struggling because somebody wanted her to run for an office on a local campus organization for Hispanics. And she's not sure whether she should, and she's been toying with the idea. She'd love the idea, but she's not sure that she can pull that off successfully. Because she's not as vocal as I am. And, you know, she's passionate but just doesn't have some of those experiences that I've had to be able to utilize that.
What I see for her is actually some sort of new job. And I see that that's going to be able to put her in the more leadership kind of she would just be smarter on the job and be able to tell other people what to do rather than just take orders. And I think that's why this friend gave her the proposition of, you know, going ahead and running for office. It's not something she fully wants to do, but it was something that she would kind of like the name, the leadership, you know, just being known as that. I think with the job, that's going to provide her with just that feeling that she needs or that wanted to feel.
Okay.
And see a lot of love coming from that. I think it'll be a good, something that you will love doing, but it'll also create an interesting relationship as well.
That's good. I'd like her to find some positive relationships, you know, this whole relationship with this gentleman. Went against everything that she believed and hoped for and wanted. She didn't want to have to throw away her morality and her ideals, you know, which are not so popular these days. You know, she felt that she needed to hang on to that and not be ridiculed or guilted into, you know, whether it's having sex or drinking or whatever, if she didn't want to do those things. And I believe this immature jerk took that as, I'm going to get you, sucker, kind of thing, you know, and just devastate her. And so she has a hard time trusting men because, you know, there's a similar situation that happened in the past. And so I want her to be okay that not every man's going to do that. And so I worry about, you know, will she meet these right kind of male companionships and know that that's what it is, a great companionship that she should take a chance on? Or will she not, will she have these trust issues that she will just let it, you know, slip by and say, oh, well. It's, you know, I was never meant to have it, kind of thing, you know.
Absolutely. Well, she will. She's going to find that right person. And her dad is watching out and making sure
that's
that she runs.
Well, he should send us a few dollars. That would help. A few lottery numbers would be great. You know, I'd play them in a New York second. But you've been a great, great help. And I appreciate all your insight. You've been right on with most of the things that you have said and given me some things to think about and plan with. And I am, you know, very grateful for that, for your insight, for your knowledge, for your time, and your energy. And we will let you know what happens with us. Thanks
good,
so much.
Good.
Okay, you have a great evening.
Mm-hmm. You do the same, dear. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aw, she was so sweet. Sometimes people just need to talk. Okay, well, there's a 229 area code still on the line. I guess I'll just put you through if you want to talk. You can talk. If not, then it's fine. Okay, 229, you're on the air.
I was just listening.
Okay. I was just making sure. But do you have anything you want to say or any questions? Or you just tune in?
I don't know. You want to tell me the good and the bad?
The good and the bad.
And the unexpected.
Okay. Well, can you tell me your name?
Pardon?
Can you tell me your name?
Sure. It's Jim.
Jim. All right. So, let's see. Jim. Feels like... Okay, I feel home with you. Oh, you're probably at home. It's a very broad and general. You have a very open mind to see that. Look at her. You feel kind of sporadic to me. I don't know, maybe you. I feel like you have a lot of fire in you. A lot of warmth. I feel like burning on my legs for some reason. But maybe any specific questions? I mean, I see good and bad, but it's all unknown, so I guess it could be anything. Do you have anything more specific you want to know about? feel like you're like some kind of total, not a refresher, but like a uplift, like a something that you can focus on more intensity and more passion, and that you need information. So it feels like you do crave information all the time. But okay, well, if you have anything you want to be specific about,
I think I do crave information all the time. I enjoy enlightenment. I'm an artist, and I am fairly talented. So, I'm pretty happy. I don't really have a lot of questions. I like to listen to people, and I like to listen to psychics, and I thought it was interesting how much patience you had with that last caller.
Yeah, she's going on for quite some time. But, you know, sometimes, like I said, people just need to, like, let it all out, and they can't express their entire thought in just, like, a few words. Even though, like, I can understand the thought, like, 20 minutes ago, they still have to keep going and harp on it, which is okay. That's part of their own healing. You know what I mean? And that's what I hate about a lot of the shows on here, is they just cut people off. And, like, okay, well, that's it. Yeah. But their whole point is they just want to get people to call them, you know, to pay them for their little hourly rate. And, you know, that's not why I do it. That's not why I do the show. It's to actually connect with the person, you know. And I do a nice little meditation before each show that brings the right people that need either the right healing or right energy or messages or whatever it is that they need. And I provide them with it. And usually I don't, you know, hang up on them or say, you know, you need to go. So they're just like, okay, well, thank you, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's
good.
Important. Time is like a really valuable thing. Not many people realize that anymore, but it's pretty important ingredient, I would say, in anything that you do, you know. You know, you're an artist and you take a lot of time to develop any new creation, whatever it is. Do you do graphic design?
No, I'm music.
Music, okay. Interesting. I wonder, are you a singer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a composer.
Okay.
And,
very cool.
I don't know, I'm on the verge of, you could probably tell me more than I could tell myself. But I feel like I'm on the verge of success. I think the quality of my art is in the excellent category. Not to, you know, I'm actually quite humble, but I have been gifted, and I try to perform at the level of excellence, you know, just because.
It feels like a very good passion for you. And it feels like you're just really smart and smart about it. And that you know how to take the reins on getting yourself to where you want to be. What I see the active travel for you. Lots of moving and changing. But you're following exactly your passion, following exactly what you love. I think at times you may come into like a inner conflict. It feels like it's between your heart and your head. So it's like, you know, is this the right thing? Should I be doing this? Or, you know, I don't know if I can feel it, but I do, but I think I do, but then I don't. And I think that inner dichotomy is makes for good material. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the arguments within yourself or the unsurety of things makes for really, really great material for any sort of art. I used to write a lot of music. I totally was going to be a singer, blah, 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 because I just knew I had to do something really powerful with my voice. But I didn't know what yet, so I, you know, just took every means possible. I started with doing singing and definitely was on the whole fame thing. Feel it. I've always felt it since I was young, but you know, I felt the voice was powerful, and making new music and watching how I felt during certain periods of time and what songs were good and what wasn't, or it's a cool reflection upon my life on each stages. Like if I made a song, like my very first song totally is not the same energy as my the latest song, you know?
That's
a good thing too. It's a good thing to remember. I definitely feel that. I feel, again, I said this in the beginning, it feels like you just touch on all different sorts of areas and topics and ways of thinking and perspective. And I think it's time for you to hone in and focus on just one thing that you can really take to the next level, if you're not doing that already.
Well, I think music's always been my life, so it's something.
I think, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying an area. I'm saying music, of course, but I'm saying focus on an emotion, an experience, or a more collective, a collective way of thinking. You know, a lot of artists have to sort of be ahead of the curve. I remember writing some amazing lyrics. You know, I never did anything with them. 3 months later, those exact lyrics were in songs that were, like, on the radio. And, you know, being ahead of the curve is something that you absolutely have to do, especially in a competitive career field or whatever you want to call it.
I'm not competitive because I'm unique. So
right.
I guess that's, you know, I am unique in my style, and I'm unique in my expression, and you know, although it's taken me a long time to be confident and believe in myself, especially because of a lot of negative feelings from my family of me pursuing that art, and because I haven't chased money, and but now I believe I'm ready to be abundant, and I'm ready to... I feared fame for a long time because everybody that I saw that was famous was not at all like I would want my life to be. And recently a coach told me that, you know, if what would your life be like if you were famous and you didn't do all the things that repulsed you about other people who had fame. And so, you know, maybe now I believe I can actually have fame and not fall into the, you know, the trap of fame, you know. Plus, for a long time, I liked my autonomy. You know, I don't like people to judge me because you know, I'm probably more critical than they are. So I have taken a direction. My music is pretty focused. I'm doing healing music now, or spiritual. So I, as far as Scatterbrain, it's just that, or Scatter is like, I enjoy massive amounts of intellectual stimulation in a variety of things. Like, I enjoy scientific information, I enjoy psychic information, I enjoy spirituality, I enjoy, it's just money. I enjoy commodities, exchange and finances, and I just like that, you know, knowing of different things. So I am scattered like that. I know a lot of things, but my focus has always been my music.
You are an interesting caller. Definitely the most interesting caller I've had so far. I don't know. I can definitely relate to a lot of your ways of thinking. I kind of want to run your chart, but I think we have 10 minutes. I think it might cut out in 10 minutes. But, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I would totally love to run your chart and just see your astrological makeup.
Do you have to know how old I am?
Yeah. I have to know a little bit of information.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not afraid to tell how old I am.
Okay,
what do you want to know, my date of birth?
I will need to know your date of birth, your time of birth, and town of birth.
Okay, 1660, and
okay.
I was born at 432 in Illinois, Chicago.
New York, Gemini. Okay. I'm sorry, what time was it?
4:32 a.m.
In the morning?
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago. Okay, Jim. You are a male. Naturally, you're a male, correct?
Yeah.
I know plenty of
I consider myself ruggedly handsome.
All right. This is an interesting chart. You're a pretty spread out individual. Oh my goodness, this is an interesting chart. Okay. So you have a Taurus ascendant, a Gemini sun, Gemini moon, Mercury Gemini. Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah, that's
okay.
Why we connect. I get it. We both have a moon in Leo. Okay. That's where the fame comes. I'll tell you that right now. We both have a Mercury and Venus in Gemini. So I am the same way. I find beauty and amazing connection and information. And I love massive, massive amounts of information. And you're definitely an amazing linguist. You are just so good with words and puns and making people think different ways just with words.
It's pretty right on. Enjoy intellectual stimulation.
I know that, trust me. I know that. It makes up a lot of who you are on the outside. And definitely, people will look up to you for that kind of thing. But also, really, you're stable. You seem to be stable and like you're in a good place. And people respect that. And then when you get to your emotions, it feels very connected to family sense. Like, just has a familial feel to it. It's where you came from. Very emotional place. Very, probably dramatic at some point.
I didn't have a good upbringing, but I had my own children, so they brought me great joy. Or they still do. I mean, they're actually a success. I actually did that right. Yeah.
Very good. Good news to hear. Not many people will even say that, let alone if they fess up, good job either.
Well, I mean, there's still the rest of their lives, but, they're successful in their own right, and they're still young, so I'm proud of that. And they're non-drug users, and they're non-alcoholics. So, and... that's a big thing in today's society.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to find nowadays, I'll tell you that. It is. Most everybody is just, they are so obsessed with drinking. And especially at this young age, freaking 20s right now, it is radio session. I can't even find people that just hang out soberly, just hang out and do something.
My son is 19, and he's in his second year of college at Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University, and he's studying to be a pilot. He now has his multi-engine private pilot's license, along with his private pilot's license, and he doesn't drink or, you know, not to say that he has never had a drink.
Right. He's not a drinker.
Right. He's not a drinker, and he goes to school, and he plays school straight, you know, so, and, you know, he also is a very talented musician, probably 3 times better than I'll ever be. And he's probably more intelligent than I am, but I will never let him know. Which he can't, because I have so much more experience.
Have I been in contact with you before?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who you are, actually. I just saw your show, and I thought it looked interesting, and I wanted to hear how you are as a psychic and evaluate you as a professional.
Well,
and
what is my evaluation here?
Well, I thought, you know, I actually felt like you had an amazing ability to be patient, but despite hearing a similar rephrasing of the same question 30 times,
yeah.
And I thought you, I don't know exactly how you are as a psychic as far as what you actually told her. I thought it was a little bit, I don't know if you were holding back information because that's, or your guides weren't giving you the information, or you felt she couldn't handle the information, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So in the little time that I heard you read, I felt that you were good, you know, I mean,
it was the connection with the people, too. I noticed there was a trend with the callers today, and it was blocks in communication. And the first woman I had, she had a very thick accent. She wasn't forming coherent sentences. And that's what, it's rough to read people that can't project to you exactly what they want. You can't, for me, I can't read somebody until they make the decision. I can't pick up on things that have happened until they've decided within themselves. And it's when they're unsure is when I have to gather outside information, not from them. Because a lot of it you can just pick up from them. But
right. I agree. I can read pretty well.
Exactly.
I have no. I'm empathic, I think. I tend to, people's feelings tend to affect me.